to achieve success, they suffer a dual burden. They not only make mistakes that others may deem stupid, but their incompetence robs them of the ability to comprehend it. Instead, they are left with the erroneous impression, like Mr. Wheeler, that their actions are acceptable and potentially okay. David Dunning and Justin Kruger. The inspirational story of Mr. Wheeler came to the attention of two Cornell University professors, David Dunning and Justin Kruger. They found the story so compelling that they decided to engage in a series of related experiments. Dunning and Kruger believe that ignorance of standards of performance lie behind a great deal of incorrect self-assessments of competence. Their experiments range from operating vehicles to playing tennis. Their research showed that for any given skill, incompetent people generally fail at four key points. They fail to recognize their own ability or skill level. They fail to understand and recognize the skills in others. They fail to understand the level of their incompetence. Finally, they fail to recognize their own lack of skill, even after they are exposed to training for that skill. They called it the Dunning-Kruger bias, and it's been widely studied. It has been found to affect people in all walks of life, with some frightening implications. From law to medicine, history is replete with examples of the Dunning-Kruger bias. However, it is not the only example of stupidity quantified by science. There are others. Enter the godfather of biases, Daniel Kahneman. Since the early 1970s, Nobel Prize-winning American psychologist Daniel Kahneman has been working hard to understand why we make the mistakes we do. Along with several colleagues, most notably Amos Tversky, he has conducted a multitude of experiments that chronicle all the ways in which we can be stupid. A bias, put simply, is a systematic pattern of deviation from the norm in judgment. This deviation causes people to make inferences about other people and situations in a highly illogical fashion. People create their own reality from selective input. They don't see the whole picture, but rather only selected portions of it. It is not the reality of the situation that dictates an individual's behavior, but rather his constructed subjective social reality. This is the cause of all manner of cognitive biases. The most interesting part of Kahneman's findings were not how pervasive biases were, but rather how adaptive they were. In many contexts, cognitive biases may lead to more effective actions. In situations where time is more important than accuracy, biases serve as powerful rules of thumb. These rules of thumb were later called heuristics, or mental shortcuts. The resulting conclusion is powerful. Cognitive biases are a natural result of human processing limitations, resulting in limited information processing, or, in many cases, lack of appropriate logic. Basically, the research has shown that bias plays a fundamental role in allowing us to navigate the world more easily. They provide a sense of meaningful blindness in order to create a reality that can be more easily understood. The example of Mr. Wheeler stands as an extreme example of an otherwise everyday human system. Our constructed reality, the movie of you. We are never sure what we really want, and at times, our whole existence seems like an elaborate self-constructed play. Our lives are a constant intertwining and morphing narrative that ebbs and flows like a river adjusting itself to every context. Each of us is a storyteller, whether we know it or not. Our subjective reality is constructed within our minds, regardless of what is happening outside. This book is about the rift between reality and perception. In many ways, they exist as two separate entities, only rarely skimming across the surface of each other. Why are they so distant? The reason is simple. You are a story. Your life is a story. Everything you do fits into that story. Within that story, we have a character. This isn't some random idea I just came up with. Rather, it's a well-supported theory of psychology. It's called self-perception theory. It goes something a little like this. Quote, people determine their attitudes and preferences.